Next case, please.
Our next hearing this evening is case number 12,320, Country Rest Home, Inc. requests a special use exception to operate a convalescent home, a nursing home, and or home for the aged. Sections 115.23 and 115.210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Johnson Road, approximately 0.48 miles east of Wilkins Road. The 911 address is 18971 Johnson Road, Lincoln. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 330, Map 15, Parcel 33.01. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a special use exception for a senior housing facility consisting of 30 single-family cottage units and a building of approximately 50,000 square feet containing 15 single-bedrooms and 25 two-bedroom apartments. Staff would note that 8 letters of support were submitted with the application and 1 letter of support has since been received. 0 letters of opposition have been received and 2 mail returns. The letters of support ought to be from local residents outlining their support for the facilities to assist with aging in place within the community. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I believe for the record, Ms. McGee has recused herself.
She has.
As well. So.
Yep. Because of Mr. Hunt.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you again, Chairman Mills. For the record, my name is David Hunt. Still with the same law firm, Morris James here in Georgetown, representing Country Rest Home, Inc., which is the application for this application. One thing that is unique tonight is there's some lasts going on, as I understand it, and one of those is that this is the last application for a convalescent home, nursing home, or home for the aged that the Board of Adjustment will see. The county has passed an ordinance, and these will, they are no longer considered or classified as a special use exception under the Sussex County Code. They are, from this point forward, all future applications will be filed as a conditional use permit in the AR1 zoning district. As I understand it, there are other things that are the last of tonight, probably, but that is one of them. With me tonight, and I don't believe we've sworn them in, or did we?
No.
Come on up. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
I'm Mark Yoder, Jr., and I'm from 8289 Greenwood Road, Greenwood, Delaware, 19950.
Thank you. Anywhere right here?
Dave Hewall, and I'm from 34 John Andrew Drive, Harrington, Delaware.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I did.
Thank you.
Mr. Hunt, it's okay to refer. The other last is my last night.
Well, I didn't want to let the secret out.
And so. Mr. Fuqua earlier dropped by and reminded myself and Mr. Calloway that we have heard 7,551 cases over the last 27 years, which is 61% of all cases that the Board of Adjustment's ever heard. It's a long time.
What year did that begin?
1992. He even brought us the minutes.
Is it the same for you, Mr. Calloway?
Yes, indeed.
we started the same night, July of the 6th of 1992.
Well, you'll have 2 more Monday nights every month available to you.
that's true.
Well, thank you for your years of service since 1992.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
The individuals who are with me tonight for this application, as you just heard, are Mark Yoder. He is one of the principals of Country Rest Home, Inc. He's also one of the owners. The property is owned in the revocable trusts of he and his wife, Polly. The other individual who was sworn in is Dave Heatwall. He's a professional engineer with the engineering office of Scaled Engineering. Contrary to the exhibit notebooks that I often hand out when I first stand up and appear before you, we handed in exhibit notebooks. I say we. I don't want to take credit for Mr. Heatwall. He actually put them together. But we handed those in to the Planning and Zoning Office, I believe at least 10 or 11 days prior to the date of this hearing. And that was done by design. I know that this is a larger application than some of the others that the Board of Adjustment sees. And because of that, in addition to the materials that were in there that we had hoped there would be an opportunity for members of the board to review, as well as members of the public. If they were curious, they could go to the Planning and Zoning Office and see what the application was about. In addition to that, at the very end of the exhibit notebook, actually, I believe it's the second to last exhibit, there are some proposed findings of fact and proposed conditions, which hopefully we will be able to demonstrate how this application meets those facts and also why those conditions would be appropriate should the board grant the special use exception. The one of the exhibits, as is my typical practice, is a copy of the application itself. That's at Exhibit 4. And I'm going to repeat a little bit of what I said, and it's just for the purposes of the record, not because I think you've forgotten. But as stated when Mr. Whitehouse read the application of the record, this is an application for a special use exception for a senior housing or living facility. Their property is zoned AR1 and pursuant to Section 115-23C4 of Sussex County, the Sussex County Code. A senior housing or living facility, which is defined as convalescent homes, nursing homes, or homes for the aged, is permitted, provided that an applicant is successful in bringing a special use exception request before the Board of Adjustment. As I mentioned in the prior application, the question before the board tonight is not whether the proposed facility will have some effect on the property, because it goes without saying that changing that property from a farm field to having any type of other structure on it would be an effect. So the question before the board is, of course, whether or not it will have a substantial adverse effect on the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. In addition, I wanted to highlight that one thing that tonight is not, although we can certainly get into some components of it, but tonight is not a site plan review where we'll be trying to arrange certain things just get down into sort of what I'll call the engineering design details. The question is whether or not this is an appropriate use, subject to a special use exception. And that's not to say that there won't be many opportunities for it to be reviewed. There will certainly be numerous state agencies that would be involved in the review of an application of this nature, including, of course, the Department of Transportation, Sussex Conservation District for stormwater, and the State Fire Marshal's Office, particularly for the larger structure. And in addition, the last condition that is proposed in those conditions that I mentioned a moment ago is that the site plan be subject to both preliminary and final review before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, which again means that this application comes before the Planning and Zoning staff on a fairly regular basis, and they critique it and make sure that all agency approvals have been obtained and then have been complied with, and that's how an applicant would work their way through the site plan review process, which again is one of the conditions that's proposed as part of tonight's application. The tax parcel that's highlighted on the screens around the room is 32.6 acres, and as was indicated when Mr. Whitehouse read the application into the record, it is located on the north side of Johnson Road, which is Sussex County Road number 207. Just for real quick orientation purposes, if you headed north on 113 from here, you would come to the intersection, which on the left-hand side of the road has Fitzgerald Salvage Yard, and that's Fitzgerald's Road. But if you head to the right or you head east, that's Johnson Road. You can take Johnson Road and go through Lincoln. After you pass through Lincoln, a short way on your right would be the Christian Tabernacle Church. If you stop at the Christian Tabernacle Church and look north or look to your left, right, if you were driving east, that's the property we're talking about. There are six or seven residences that are right in front of it, but there is a section that's open that you'll see. That's where the entranceway into the property is. If you stay on Johnson Road, you will come to Route 30 or Cedar Creek Road. And if you make a left, you would very shortly arrive at the new Bay Health Hospital campus that's at the south side of Milford. The property was purchased by Country Rest Home Inc. In 2001. There is a deed that's at tab 3 in your exhibit notebook. After that, there was some additions and subtractions, and some parcels got little bits and pieces got exchanged between neighbors. And then, of course, there was a little bit of subdivision as some of the parcels along Johnson Road were subdivided off. And the net result of that is the 32.6 acres that you see on the screen in front of you. About 5 or 6 years after purchasing the property, the Yoders subdivided the property into a 25-lot subdivision that was known as Mission Estates. Having seen the aerial imagery that's on the screen right now, you can of course see that there are not 25 lots there, as the timing of that was not right and the subdivision was never started. And if you look at tab 5 in your exhibit notebook, you can see the various agency approvals that existed for Mission Estates. And if you look at the very last page of that, you will see that what occurred is because the subdivision did not occur or begin within the time period set in the Sussex County Code, that the subdivision sunsetted is the term that is in the code. And in fact, there's a recorded document, which there's a copy of at tab 5, indicating that the subdivision had sunsetted and that the mapping office was to remove the subdivision from the Sussex County tax maps, again, which is why you see it as one unified tax parcel at this point in time on the screens around you. As some of you may know, the Yoders operate Country Rest Home and Greenwood Country Retirement Community just outside of Greenwood on the western side of the county. In talking with Mr. Yoder, they're often asked when they will start additional sites, which is, I think, a compliment to them due to the standards they have set for the facilities that they operate, and people inquiring about additional room in Greenwood and additional locations that they might be able to set up facilities. With the construction of the new Bay Health Hospital or campus at the south end of Milford and its close proximity to this site, the appropriateness of this location increased, and this seemed, since it was a property that was already like a good opportunity for a new place for one of their facilities. The eight letters of support that Mr. Whitehouse referenced that are in your exhibit notebook are from current residents of the Greenwood Retirement Community and Country Rest Home. On the screen around the room is there a way to make that the full page? Thank you. Thank you. That was easy. Is a map showing some of the adjacent land uses, which I just described some of them. You can see to the property is, of course, the site is shown in green on this map. And those colors will have more significance when we get switched to the zoning map. But to the east of this, if you were headed, again, from 113 east towards Route 1, you'll see a residential subdivision referred to as Blueberry Hill. That's the immediate neighbor to the east. To the north, you, of course, see some agricultural fields. On the opposite side of those agricultural fields, there are a few residences. To the west, there are some lots that have residential uses, and then to the south there are homes along Johnson Road between some of this property and Johnson Road, and of course right across the street you see Christian Tabernacle Church. There are several other subdivisions. You can see there's a manufactured home community a little further south on the other side of the pond, and of course when you continue on Johnson Road, as I mentioned a moment ago, you can see the bluish color is the Bay Health campus that's newly been constructed, as well as continuing to develop as additional medical uses are placed there. The significant to this application is that the letter of support that Mr. Whitehouse was referencing from a longtime resident is the gentleman who owns 2 acres, which is immediately to the west of the property. There was a letter of support, which I handed in just a short moment ago, which may or may not have made it down to each of you, from the gentleman by the name of Chad Sterling, and he lives in the one of the residences between the property, sort of where the cursor is, and Johnson Road there. As you can see, this is the zoning map, and if there is not a color on the zoning map, it is AR1 ground, which again, as I mentioned in the previous application, is what is predominantly the zoning classification for Sussex County. The site is zoned AR1 in spite of the fact that it's a different color. That's not meant to signify any zoning other than that's highlighting the site. You can see the sort of flesh-colored properties down towards the bottom of the page, what you see on the screen, and that is the county's GR zoning, which I inappropriately called XR, I believe, at one of the last public hearings I was at. I made a new zoning classification. On the right-hand side of the screen, there is some yellow-ish properties, and that would be the county's MR zoning classifications. There is a white line, which is probably hard to see on those screens, but where the blue is and the other yellow right below the blue, that is within the city limits of the city of Milford. The hospital is within Milford city limits. And the blue is an institutional zoning classification. To the right of the blue, you have a red, which is one of their commercial zoning classifications. And then the other colors are some various residential zoning classifications within the city limits of Milford. If you looked through tab 2 in your exhibit notebook, you'll see there's a whole series of maps that describe a number of things and conditions about the property. For the sake of time this evening, I don't want to go through each map. I just wanted to provide a quick summary here, if I may, about some of those things. One of those maps is a portion, is the future land use map, rather, from Sussex County's 2018 comprehensive plan. And it indicates, if you look at the color shading that is there, that this is one of, this property is within a developing area. And from the comprehensive plan, that means that this is a newer emerging growth area that demonstrates the characteristics of developmental pressures. And the applicant worked on this project and designed it so it would coexist within the existing farming and residential uses in the area, and recognizing that this is, of course, a growth area due to the construction of the Bay Health Hospital and other construction that is going on around the medical campus and, of course, spreading out from there. There's also the 2015 State Strategies map is one of the exhibits, and this property is within a level 3 area. And level 3 means, when you look up what that means on that map, that it includes lands adjacent to or intermingled with fast-growing areas within counties or municipalities that are otherwise characterized as investment levels 1 or 2. And that is almost a perfect description of this property. The blue site that's there, when you look at that map, is a level 1. And basically what that means is that's areas where not only are private entrepreneurs and institutions like Bay Health spending money, but of course the state is channeling money to those areas to help with transportation improvements and other things. And so those are level 1 and 2 areas, and a level 3 area is something that is close to that, which again complements the county's description of this as a developing area. You'll also see in those maps that this is not in a floodplain. It's in Zone X, which means there's a minimal flood hazard, and that the soils are appropriate for the proposed facility, as well as which will be take more significance when we talk about stormwater management and the on-site septic system. The project itself on the screens around the room for the benefit of the public and the board is a rendering of the site plan. The actual engineering details and what would be submitted to the county if the special use exception is approved, along with a lot of other things, but there is a more detailed engineered site plan. That is tab 10 in your exhibit notebooks. Of course, that's not final engineering, but that there are more details than it are on this rendering. As you can see, and as it was read in, what is proposed here is a facility that has 70 units. The building that you see when you enter the community off of Johnson Road, this is Johnson Road, you would enter between the three houses over here and the three lots that are over here. When you come into the facility, the building that is here would be no more than 50,000 square feet. Under design, it may be less, but it would be no more than 50,000 square feet. And it would hold 40 quote-unquote apartment-style type units. 15 of those would be single-bedroom units, and 25 would be two-bedroom units. The building, in keeping with the nature of this area, the building would be a single story, as would all the structures that are proposed for this site, they would be. This helps, again, to maintain the residential feeling. It's not going to be a building that has the scale of the new Bay Health Hospital. This is a single story, same as all the residences that are in that area. The other 30 units, as you can see, as you go back into the proposed facility, are 30 single-family unit cottages or units. Typically, they can be about 1,500 square feet, occasionally more, maybe up to 2,000, but generally much closer to the 1,500 square feet. As I mentioned, the Yoders do operate other facilities, so if the good news is that the board doesn't have to speculate about what the future might hold and what these single family units might look like. How do I get back to the other one, Ms. Lepore? Thank you. This photograph is directly from the facility over in Greenwood, and this is the same type of structure that is proposed for those 30 units. This is another view, and again, you can see how there are benches and other things that make these attractive, again, residential style communities. If you've driven past the one in Greenwood, you know that it looks basically like a subdivision that you would find anywhere in rural Sussex County. Another example of the single family two-bedroom cottage that I just described. There's another one. The larger building, again, it would be a single story structure. This slide in particular is not from Greenwood. But this is a single-story building similar to what would be constructed there. What's in the country rest home in Greenwood is single-story, and that, of course, is from Greenwood. So that's another example, and that is from Greenwood as well. And so you can see that that is the nature and scale of the buildings, and very close in design and nature as to exactly what is being proposed and what would be built on the site. For water for the site, water would be supplied by on-site wells. As the board knows, for a facility of this size, I know you've seen other applications, this would require the approval of both DENREC as well as the Division of Public Health. Sanitary sewer service would be provided by on-site treatment plant and disposal system, and of course that is again reviewed by DENREC. Those areas are shown in more detail on the site plan, which is in tab 10. In the first tab of your exhibit notebook, at the end of the site data column, there's a section about traffic, and as you may know, DelDOT has a manual for determining how many trips per day and trips per hour that certain uses will involve. And when Mr. Heatwell plugged in this use, there were 330 daily trips, which is well below the threshold of 500 daily trips, which is what triggers a traffic impact study from DelDOT. So there was no traffic impact study required. And this is consistent with, as you may recall, there was a recent application to expand the Greenwood home. And similarly, in that application, DelDOT did not require a traffic impact study. The simple fact is that these uses are not heavy traffic uses. The nature of these country senior living type facilities, they're not traffic generators. But of course, that doesn't mean that DelDOT is not going to be involved in the process at all. They will, of course, have to approve the entrance to the facility. They will also can require off-site improvements in the form of additions and turn lanes and those types of things. And that's all done as part of the site plan review process, which again, we would propose be done through Sussex County's Planning and Zoning Commission. Particularly the larger building will, of course, be subject to the whole complex would be subject to the review of the Office of State Fire Marshal, as well as, of course, a 50,000 square foot building, give or take, is always going to be subject to the review of the Office of State Fire Marshal. Stormwater management will, of course, occur on site, and that will be subject of review by the Sussex Conservation District, and the applicant proposes to use best management practices and the best available technologies. And if I can switch back to the site plan, it shows the approximate location. Again, there's been no final engineering done. you can see the approximate location of the stormwater management ponds. You can also see the parking around the building. Of course, each of the single-family cottages has the parking that's incorporated right with the unit itself. But there is ample room for parking for not only the residents who live in this community, but of course, holiday times and summertime and such, probably given where we live, there'll be family and friends that visit. The need for a facility of this nature is, of course, that the population of Sussex County has increased greatly. In the 2018 comprehensive plan, it was noted that it increased almost 9.5%, 9.4% in the five-year period between 2010 and 15, and that's particularly true of areas east of Route 113, which, of course, this property falls within that area. That's a trend, if you look at all the models that they had in the comprehensive plan, that's a trend that's expected to continue into the future. And in Sussex County, nearly one in four residents is over 65 years of age. And the facilities and their popularity is likely due to the continuum of care that they provide, where a person can be in a single family cottage and then, if necessary or if they desire, move into the apartment style building. So there's flexibility there, and hopefully they can continue to age in place in the same community. The community would offer some walking paths. You can see some light gray lines throughout the facility, as well as other amenities similar to what they have provided in the Greenwood area. As I mentioned at the outset of this presentation, the legal standard for a special use exception is whether or not it will have a substantial adverse effect on neighboring and adjacent properties. This use is a residential style use. It's a residential facility. Of certainly the 30 cottage style units are essentially single family homes, and so that is consistent with the area. The larger building is also a residential style home, and with the limitation of making it single story, it will not dominate the landscape and will be appropriate for these areas along Johnson Road, where you have a mixture of agricultural and residential uses until you move further east and get all the way to Route 1 and the northern or the southern part of Milford, rather. Of course, the site plan will, as I mentioned a couple times, will be reviewed by the various agencies, so there will be many eyes that get to review this as it would move forward. The neighborhood, as you've seen from the pictures and from the on-screen imagery, is agriculture residential. Again, there were two letters of support from immediate neighbors who would be the most impacted. I know one concern that the board often has in special use exceptions is potentially an effect on property values, and tab 6 in the exhibit notebook was a letter from Mr. Joseph Wells, who's an associate broker with REMAX, and he was asked to address that question, whether or not These types of facilities would have an impact, whether it be negative, positive, or neutral, on property values in the surrounding area. And in the second to last paragraph, he states that it is, he said my, which his opinion, that this proposed use is a compatible use with the surrounding neighborhood. The very first sentence of the next paragraph says, a use of the proposed nature is judged to be neutral in impact on surrounding property values, in my opinion. And why I think, or what his letter goes on or states, is that this use is similar to those other uses. Again, it's a residential style use in an agricultural residential area. You saw when we looked at the surrounding and adjacent properties, there are single family home subdivisions. Again, when you move a little further south, there's a manufactured home community. It's very typical of rural Sussex County. And when you drive past there and compare it to the area in Greenwood, I think you can see how, though, if you've experienced that, that those would be compatible uses, and that just like it fits in just outside of Greenwood, it would similarly fit in this area, in this Lincoln area. As I mentioned at the outset, the second to last tab in your exhibit notebook is a proposed findings of fact, as well as which summarizes the record, which hopefully has been presented this evening. In addition to that, there are proposed findings of fact, or conditions, rather proposed conditions of approval. I wanted to highlight a couple of the more significant conditions. The first, of course, is that it would be for a total of 70 total units, 30 single family, and then 40 in the apartment style building that would be no more than 50,000 square feet. The second one is recognizing that there are single family homes along Johnson Road. The applicant proposes that the a condition be placed that there be at least a 75-foot separation between the rear property line that's here and this building. Again, that's not 75 feet from the homes, it's 75 feet from the rear property line, just to help give some spatial distance for those things. Conditions, the proposed conditions 3 through 7 and 9 identify the various agency approvals that we talked about and how this plan would, of course, be subject to those. And again, another thing significant, I think, to the neighbors are that there is a 30-foot forested buffer that is, you can see it is the darker shade of green along all the boundaries of the property, particularly, of course, the ones between the residences that are along Johnson Road and between the property and Johnson Road. And so on all sides of the property, a 30-foot forested buffer is what is being proposed. And this is similar to the buffer that would be required if this was a single-family home subdivision that was proposed, similar to what was approved previously and has since sunsetted. In addition to that, because there are agricultural uses in the area, another condition that is proposed is that in documents, whether they be lease documents or whatever types of documents they are, that Sussex County's agricultural use notice be placed in those. And that notice is, of course, to protect agricultural uses and farmers and those types of operations, so that a person is put on notice from day one when they lease a property like this, that there are going to be noises and smells and such associated with the farming community, which of course is different than many times there are when you have a special use exception. There are concerns about noises and odors and such that would be from the proposed use. This is a residential style proposed use, and so the only noises would be those that are similar to adjacent property owners, of course, car doors closing, car engine starting, and those types of things. But probably the bigger quote unquote offender of noises and odors would be the agricultural uses that are in the area, which is why there would be the agricultural uses notice. The last condition, as I mentioned at the outset, is that the site plan be subject to review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, which would involve both a preliminary and final site plan. At this time, I'm going to ask Mr. Yoder and Mr. Heatwall if they would approach You've heard everything that I said. I'm going to ask if it was true and correct, and I'm going to ask, actually, Mr. Yoder, if you could answer that question first. I have a separate question for Mr. Heatwall.
Yeah, the only thing I heard, there doesn't show a buffer between us and the power line.
It does not, and the reason for that is because there's already a 100-foot wide easement between those, and certainly some type of forested buffer could also interfere with maintenance of power lines. But as you can see from the screen, there is a already a substantial, well, the easement itself for the power lines is 150 feet, and then that side of the community is where the wastewater is, so there's even a greater distance that's put in between those. Thank you. And for Mr. Heatwall, I'm going to ask sort of a two-part question. One is if everything I said was true and correct, and then to the extent that I stated an engineering concept, like I mentioned the traffic engineering, if you would adopt what I said as your own testimony, and then indicate if I correctly stated what your engineering review of that would be.
Yes.
That concludes my presentation, and certainly we are available for any questions any members of the board or staff may have.
Questions from members of the board?
Well presented.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Sharp?
Any lighting associated with the parking lot or anything that, you know, will there be any lighting coming down?
There is, I believe that there is street lighting that's proposed, and there would be some parking lot lighting, but it would all be downward screened, and that could certainly be a condition of approval that all lighting be downward screened.
And I think you, will there be, I think you said there's stormwater management, so we don't have any worries about runoff or anything like that from this property, correct?
That's correct. And under the Sussex Conservation District or the state's regulations, of course, no more stormwater can leave the property currently than, or in the future than currently does. And so there is adequate room on the site for the stormwater management, and the soils are appropriate for that as well.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Very well. Is there anyone here that is in favor of this application? Is there anyone who would like to speak, sir?
I would.
Come forward and be sworn in, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Good evening. Robert Layton. I live at 7624 Oldfield Drive in Country Rest.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. You can go to the podium, sir.
Good evening.
Well, I would just like to say that my wife and I are here tonight. I'm Bob Layton, and we've been residing at Country Rest for 12 years. And I want to tell you how glad we are that we have decided to move there. I'll tell you this. It's just what the doctor ordered. And when you get to be 88 years old like me, I don't think, well, maybe, I don't know. I'm not going to say.
It's hard to tell these days.
But you realize that it's nice to have a place like the doctor ordered. And we're so happy there. I just want you to know. And old folks need a place like this. Mm-hmm. We can no longer climb up on the roof and do a lot of the work that needs to be done. So we're so happy with Country Rest, and we know that there are a lot of folks. We have talked to a lot of senior citizens, and there's no empty houses. There's no houses at Country Rest that stand empty very long, because seniors need a place like this. And I understand that this proposed facility is going to be similar to Country Rest. And so I highly recommend to each of you, when you get to the point where you need assistance or you can't climb on a roofer anymore, well, this place is going to be just like the doctor ordered. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Paul Ringer, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Mr. Chairman, good evening. When, with the assisted living, intermediate care, nursing home, home for the aged, with coming up basically now, I would assume for a few years, with being questionable for Board of Adjustment doing the approvals for the different special use exception. When Country Rest Home had came in for the prior application, it originally had went to planning and zoning for the original hearing for that one. And during that conversation, there was a turmoil whether it stays in planning and zoning or whether it should come to Board of Adjustment. And during that hearing, because of with the housing component, the convalescent component, the other components, it seemed to be questionable where it should go or stay. But the thing that seemed on that hearing alone seemed to be the turning point was because Country Home had already established the one on the one side of the road, and I believe a lot of the board members on planning and zoning at the time when they voted to send it had voted that it was because it was a continuation of the first section.
Are you talking about Greenwood?
Yes.
Okay, we're talking about
Greenwood with the same thing with the housing and the nursing home, or whatever you want to call the assisted living component. All's on this plan is a mimic of the one that was approved in Greenwood across the street. But I believe that when this one was first done, and you go back to the finding fact from the original hearing on the one in Greenwood, it came back basically that because it had predated zoning in like 56 or 50, whatever it was on in the facts of finding had stated going through that there would be an exception and bring it back down. Because I believe even Mr. Ross had a concern or something. There was a lot of turmoil on why it should be brought down and sent down to Board of Adjustment, not stayed in planning and zoning. And there's been a contention between assisted living facilities, nursing home, even before that for the main component for the assisted living facilities. But when you're doing this component, it's not a standard one like Oak Orchard where you just approve the assisted living facility. And
can you please get to your opposition?
Yes, my opposition is that it is a basically, in my opinion, we're running in a nursing home with the nursing home part or a commercial. We're having the housing as a residential component that with the ordinance change for the planning and zoning, for the ordinances are actually for the code, the discussion for the nursing home, convalescent home, home for the age being removed. It just seems like with this one being the last one done at the last day before the new code had taken effect, the new ordinance comes into effect. But this one was put in originally and assumed that it should go through. And you go back to the original records.
I'm sorry for interrupting, but how do you feel it will adversely affect substantially the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties? Because that's the only question at hand.
That is exactly why your decision is so important. Because
you're going to do that. That's what I haven't heard you say that yet.
Under Board of Adjustment, your only just criteria is that adversely affect.
That's it.
Whereas when you're looking at it, but is this, and with the FOIA, with the original attorney opinion that I got back when I was reading it, it's a little bit of a gray area, but you go in there and you look at the residential and the planning and zoning. This case should not be looked at like the first one. For adversely affecting, it seems like you're going against the code a little bit for what it is.
We're looking at this application as it stands on its own.
Not the first one, just this one here. So how's this one here? Again, as the chairman just
said. The only question before us is, will it substantially adversely affect the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties? So if you're in opposition, please tell us how you feel that it will. If not, please sit down.
Adversely affecting it, and this has been my opinion, is you have the commercial component and then the residential component in the planned community part of it. And it basically opens up different opinions for adversely setting on the code, saying what's accepted, not accepted. And adversely, this is a land use decision that shouldn't be here. It should be up to Board of Adjustment, or Planning and Zoning, County Council. Excuse me, I do have two more things. And this is why, too, when you say adversely, when you're speaking about what the conditions that you put on them, and you come back to why adversely say it's wrong to do this here, is with the conditional uses with the County Council, they also had a change in the ordinance just a little while ago, where if there's a change in conditions, it doesn't just get heard by Planning and Zoning no more. It gets heard by Planning and Zoning and County Council also. So it comes through the thing. And after this hearing on this one, if there's any changes in the conditions, who is going to enforce it? Or where is it going to go? Is it going to go then to Planning and Zoning and then the County Council? Because it's not going to officially be in the code anymore as assisted living to be permitted, homes for the aged. And if you pass something that seems to go outside the scope for exactly what it's for the nursing home, home for the aged, and convalescent home in the advertisement, I still believe that this does not fit that with the new code when they change the definitions. So it's just with time limits, it just seems like in the first one, and you even, I believe it was yourself, Mr. Mills, who asked during the last hearing, was, I thought we weren't going to see you again. And then every time he keeps coming in with change, came for different variances or asking for different approvals through Board of Adjustment for the one in Greenwood. This adversely should not be done through you. It's one more hearing. It's two simple hearings. And it should go to County Planning and Zoning and then to County Council because of the ramifications later on. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. There's no other people in opposition. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve case number 12,320 because I feel that he has met the criteria for the special use exception at this time.
As you don't feel it will substantially affect adversely uses as adjacent neighbor properties.
That's correct.
And I guess also, I know we didn't get a chance to talk about this, but the applicant did propose some conditions, and I didn't know if you had considered those, if you want to incorporate any of those into your approval or not, but I do know that they had been proposed, so.
Well, I don't know how the rest of you feel, but I'm sure that if they feel strongly about it, they'll do as such, and of course, when it goes before planning zoning, then there will be conditions
put on it.
Well, that would be that's one of their proposed conditions, is that they would have to obtain those approvals from planning and zoning for site plan as well as those other agency approvals. So those were, frankly, a majority of the proposed conditions that were there. There were a few others as well that were noted,
is that
I believe, in tab 9.
Mr. Calloway, is that part of your motion?
We could make it that way.
Okay. Is there a second then?
Second.
So you propose to include all those conditions?
Nine. I think there's nine in one there.
10. There were
10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So by roll call vote, Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye for my reasons I stated.
And I, too, for the reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, your case is approved.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.